Proclamation number 7674 of 16th of August, 1960. Enigmatic Earth Fates. Welkisk. Only the spirit can guide you into truth, into deeper knowledge about unexplained processes, and therefore you can only gain information about God in this way, and you have to ask Him for it. But then you will certainly be instructed truthfully. You need not fear that wrong knowledge will be presented to you, for God Himself is the truth, and He also wants to grant you humans the truth if you desire it. An unusual occasion has caused the embodiment of a human being who lives an unusual life on this earth. There are individual fates which are and will remain mysterious to people because they cannot understand the spiritual processes which underlie such a fate. The will to take upon itself a difficult earthly life has then earned a being its embodiment, and as a human being it now has to prove its will again. It is to live an earthly life which seems unbearable for its fellow human beings and gives rise to many doubts and questions. But you humans will never be able to explain it to yourselves because the spiritual motives cannot be made comprehensible to you, which, however, consisted of most serious transgressions against God's love, which took place in the spirit kingdom and require repeated earthly progress in 7 redemption periods in order to experience the just compensation one day. For even if this being has traveled the path through matter, it has fallen again and again and misused God's love to do something contrary to Him. Nevertheless, God's love does not abandon such a being, but the conditions of redemption become increasingly more difficult because the depth of the fall is decisive as well as the strength of the light in which the being was when it fell into the abyss. There have been original spirits of utmost abundance of light which once rebelled against God, and these original spirits sometimes recognize the magnitude of their past guilt of sin and therefore also take upon themselves an earthly life under the most difficult conditions in order to return to God again. But as soon as they're in possession of free will, they misuse it and add ever greater guilt to their original sin, which also demands ever more severe atonement. And it is these who also resisted redemption through Jesus Christ when He descended into hell in order to redeem these spirits as well. They did not acknowledge Jesus' deity and therefore also remained opposed to God, and yet God's love did not give up even such apostate beings but again and again created opportunities for them to pay off their guilt. And it is up to the being itself whether it allows itself to be held by His love when it covers the earthly path as a human being. Whether it fulfills the conditions it accepted before its embodiment as a human being in order to one day become free from its bound state. In all freedom of will, the act of return to God must now be accomplished. And no matter how incomprehensible it may be to fellow human beings that God's love is now also at work. But you humans don't know the magnitude of guilt and the spiritual being's resistance against Jesus Christ. You don't know what preceded such a human fate, what underlies it. You don't know why a human being has to suffer unusually. And it cannot be explained to you in any other way either, because spiritual processes cannot be reproduced in words and because a certain degree of maturity is first necessary in order to attain and understand fullest enlightenment, which only the Spirit from God can impart. But then will also impart it when it is necessary for people's salvation of soul. But first try to muster understanding and give love to all beings which have to suffer so that they will one day find redemption. Amen.